A coin toss could determine who controls the Alaska House. Republican Bart Laban and Democrat Catherine Dodge are tied in a race for the Fairbanks House seat after the latest count. KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Usually an election is determined by the vote count, but when it's tied in Alaska, it could be determined by this. That's a coin, and it could be a heads or tails call on who wins the seat that represents downtown Fairbanks. There's a couple of steps that have to happen first. On Friday, there will be an audit of the remaining absentee ballots. If the vote count is still tied after that, then there will be a recount. And if the recount doesn't change the results, state law mandates that the winner is determined, quote, by lot, end quote. That could take the form of a coin toss or another method of determining a winner by chance. Laban says he isn't surprised by the tie.
Well, if you look back on election night, at about 10:30 p.m., we were in a dead tie. Then I went up. Then Catherine Dodge went up. Then I went up, and then we tied. So it's been back and forth for the last 2 weeks. I can't say I'm shocked.
Dodge had been trailing by 5 votes.
I'm obviously pleased with the results and waiting along with many others for Friday, the results of Friday's final hand count.
She says she wishes that if there's a tie, it wouldn't end in a coin toss.
Oh, it does seem a bit absurd. I think probably a better response would be for Mr. Laban and I to share the seat and have to discuss every vote we take and come to agreement. I think that would be pretty powerful.
Laban says it's odd that after months of work and more than 5,000 votes, the election could be decided by a coin toss.
Isn't that amazing? I guess at some point you have to stop recounting ballots and declare that it's a tie. Then the only question is, what's the appropriate tiebreaker? I've heard of some elections being settled with a draw from a deck of cards. Who draws the highest card? Or the toss of the coin.
If you get the chance to call it, are you going to call heads or tails?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what the karma of the moment will tell me to call, or whether do we need to toss the coin to see who gets to call the toss of the coin? I don't know.
And Dodge also doesn't know.
Are you going to call heads or tails?
I have no idea.
Not including this unresolved count, there are 20 House members who'd like to join a Republican majority and 19 members who'd like to join a coalition similar to the current majority, which is mostly Democrats, but also has Republicans and independents. So a potential tie could determine who controls the House. Current House Speaker Bryce Edgman is a Dillingham Democrat. He's one of the few Alaskans who know what Laban and Dodge are going through. He was first elected to the House in 2006 after he tied Representative Carl Moses in the Democratic primary. Edgman recalls what happened next.
Then Representative Moses actually won the right to call. He called heads, and the coin came up tails. And in the split second that it took me to realize that I had actually won, my brother was up on the stage, and a crowd of at least 300-400 people, all of the immediate scenes in Alaska, it was massive pandemonium, and I don't think I remember too much after that.
Edgman's advice for the candidates: relax and enjoy it if you can. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.